washed by the blood.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Let's stop praising the Lord. Let's give him a hand clap for praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Love the Lord. Love the Lord. We just want to... Y'all think I know the same few song words every time, wouldn't you? Praise God. We just want to love on the Lord and just be ready for His message this morning. He's got for us for His Word. Ask Him just to strengthen each and every one. So good to see y'all this morning. I know that those that are here with us, those that are watching live, God is great. And He is so worthy to be praised. We just love the Lord. If you can, let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. I know there's a lot of prayer requests. I know we've got those that are recovering from surgery. Those that are going through procedures right now, and I'm going to be honest with you, there are families that are broken up. Just had a prayer and a conversation, and you know God knows those situations that we need Him to touch. We talked about His great mercy in Sunday school up here this morning, and if you're not in Sunday school, come join us. But God's mercy is just wonderful. He's a God of not only His mercy and His grace, and it's so sufficient. No matter how weak we feel or how we even feel like we're not worthy, but God's greater than that. Because the price has already been paid.
Amen.
And it's Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. So as we go in prayer this morning, let's pray for those that are lost, those that are struggling right now, those that seemingly have no answer to the situation they're in.
That's right.
And ask God to strengthen us as we go through the day that we can be the vessel that God will use, but also that the Word will go forth. It's not us. It's that Word.
Amen.
That goes forth about Jesus.
That's
praise
right.
God. If you have a prayer request this morning, just show by the raising of your hand. Love to see y'all. Good. So good this morning. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, thank you. Lord, we just want to praise you this morning. Lord, we want to lift you up, dear Lord. We want to honor you and just give you all the glory and honor that we can bestow on you, dear Lord. And you're so much greater than anything that we can say or do. But, dear Lord, we want to put you first in our life, dear Lord. First in this service. First in our walk, dear Lord, whether it be here in the children's church. Lord, for so many things you've blessed us with. And Lord, we thank you for the forgiveness of sin, dear Lord. We thank you for your mercy and grace. Maybe we don't say that enough. And dear Lord, you have stepped in, Lord, where it seemingly there's no way. Lord, we know that you're healing those that are going through and have had surgeries and are going through healing process now, going through therapy. Lord, we know that you're stepping in on those that are lost and struggling, dear Lord, if they would just turn their life over to you. And dear Lord, for those that need financial aid right now, those that need a roof over their head or food in their cabinet, Lord, we're asking you to touch each and every situation. And, dear Lord, we're so blessed, so honored to be able to be gathered together in your name, dear Lord. And, Lord, for those watching, whether it be now, live, or at a later date, dear Lord, may they feel your holy presence, dear Lord, as your word goes forth. Lord, we're not here to entertain, dear Lord. We're here to worship and praise
yes,
you.
Lord.
Lord, we ask now that you'll touch our pastor and his family, strengthen them. Lord, receive every song sung, every hand raised, every instrument played. The Lord, just to praise and worship you.
Yes.
And the Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. And we all say,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Let's give him another hand clap. Praise the Lord. We're going to go back on an old good one that I love. When we first started church here, we did this pretty regularly. The Old Gospel Ship, page 306. Let's talk about that good news. Praise God. The Old Gospel Ship.
Oh, I'm not.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You may be seated if you can. When you find your seat, and turn around and give somebody a wave and just tell them how much Jesus loves them. Praise God. Praise God. Whew. Sound like y'all ready for church this morning? Amen. 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 Like I said, if you're not in Sunday school, come join us. We got plenty of room. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and get ready to take up the offering. I only have two quick announcements. We had posted this or put it out a week or so ago and just want to check. I'm sure Miss Lori is going to get ready to update the board, but if you have a senior that's graduating this year, whether it be from college or high school, and if you have either an announcement or whatever, if you'll give the information to Miss Lori, and we're going to get it posted, and that way we can celebrate those that are finishing up, whether it be school or college. Lane and I were out on the west side yesterday, out towards Carrollton, and they had their graduation. There were so many caps and gowns and families running around from the college over there yesterday. It was pretty neat, so praise God for that. Also, Tuesday night, at 7 p.m., if all the men you're invited, come on over, join Band of Brothers. As we've done the last few months, we've changed the location. We're doing it this week because the next week is graduation. I know it affects our family, and there'll be a lot going on. And the next weekend's Memorial Day. So this Tuesday night at 7 p.m. out in the Children's Church, guys, you're more than welcome. Come as you are. If you're coming straight from work, don't worry about it. Come on in. Got plenty of room. We'd like to have you join us. Just praise God. Any other announcements? And choir practice this afternoon at 5, still 5 p.m.? 5 p.m., praise God. Just love each and every one of you. We're going to go ahead and just ask them to, we're going to take up the offering. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord to bless our morning offering, please? Yes, Lord. Amen.
Same old road for miles and miles. If you've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies. If you've been trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. There's a better life. If you've got pain, he's a pain taker. If you've been lost, if you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. to know they just ain't right. But there's a better life. There's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you build walls, he's a way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. Somebody testify. If you believe it, then you'll receive it. If you can feel it, somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, you receive it. If you can feel it, somebody testify. We got a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's the way maker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker.
If you got freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking savior.
If you got chains, he's a chain breaker.
I just want to testify before I sing this morning. I'm tired in body. I started to put on my Facebook this morning, I'm tired in body, but in my soul, I rejoice.
Yes, hallelujah.
And I wanted to be at church today, and Chris asked me last night, he was laying there, he said, can I go to church tomorrow? I said, I think it's a little early, baby. You need to keep on recovering a little bit more. I didn't really post a whole lot on Facebook other than that they got the cancer out. And saved half of the kidney, praise the Lord. He had a little relapse where he was really sick, and in the ER, I did not know. It was uncertain. I mean, he was just, I've never seen him in that condition before in my life, but he didn't have any blood clots or anything like that, but they did not tell us he had a collapsed lung partially and fluid around his lung, and that's why he couldn't breathe. And he still labored in his breathing. So I just asked y'all to pray for him that he'll continue to heal. I told him today that I was going to get him out of the house for a little while because he's been in too long. He said, oh, you were reading my mail. I said, I know, baby. I'm going to get you out for a little bit today. So I just want to tell y'all, thank y'all for your prayers, for all the texts, the calls, everything that the ones that wanted to do something for us. Thank you, Sister Belinda. She was constant messaging me, and I appreciate our church family. I love you all.
Amen. God sent His Son. They called Him Jesus.
He lives, all our fear is gone. You know, whenever you get a report, Sister Connie knows with Brother Terry, when you get a report that it's not good, fear wants to creep in.
Amen.
But you know, there was a man that we went to church with up at Chattanooga. He called me one day, and he always likes to laugh and joke. I was going down the road, and he hung up with me, and he called me right back, and he said, I just want to tell you what the Lord had told me a while back. When someone asks me, what are you going to do about it? And I say, well, I don't know. God said, trust me. Amen. So whenever somebody would come to me, and that was just a revelation to me because that's already what I've been telling people. I'm trusting God.
Amen.
And I'm so thankful that He brought us through this, and He's going to carry us on through. Amen.
Praise God. Life is worth the living just because He lives. Amen. He's not only alive, but He's aware of what we're going through. Amen. And He's a constant abode that we can rely on. And certainly in times of devastation or situations of sickness or affliction, we have a God, amen, that not only knows but understands and helps us through these situations. Isn't God good? No, isn't God great? God is great. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Good to have you with us this morning. We appreciate you coming out to be with us. We're going to take just a moment to send out our sincerest thanks and gratitude to all men and women who have served in the military or who are serving in the military and who keep our country safe. And so many times it may seem like you're in an unthankful job, But from First Pentecostal Church, we want to extend our gratitude and our thanks to you, not only just this week, which is a time that we remember all of the military, but each and every day of our life, let's remember those who are in harm's way, keeping us safe. Amen. So right now, join with me, and let's give all the military a hand clap. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you for our military. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory. Thank you for that recognition. Those, we love our military. Amen. We love our nation. How many knows our nation is in dire straits? Just want to tell you this morning, remind you, things are a mess. The world's in a sad shape. I also want to tell you, no man can fix it. I also want to tell you, Jesus Christ is coming back. Amen. He's coming back. Glory to God. It ain't over. It ain't over. Amen. The Lord is coming back for a church. I mean, he's glad to be a part of the church. Not this building. Amen. But the body of believers. And I am so glad. Glory to God. I don't have to have a card that tells me I'm a part of the body of the believers. Amen. I don't have to go by certain regulations. I just know that I have had a blood transfusion. The DNA that flows through my spiritual body has been bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. If you're loving that this morning, give him another hand clap of praise. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. If you have your Bibles, go with us this morning to the book of St. Matthew. And just a heads up, this is not Christmas time. Man. Some may raise an eyebrow when I began to read, but he knows that the scripture of the birth of Christ was just not for us to celebrate once a year. Amen. We should celebrate it each and every day of the year. In the book of St. Matthew in chapter number 1, beginning with verse number 18, if you want to turn with us there. Again, Matthew 1. Verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Everybody say Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Again, church, say with me, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. She shall bring forth a son, thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Can we pray? Dear gracious Heavenly Father, how thankful we are, God, for your many blessings for this day and this opportunity that you've given us to gather together. Father, I pray that we would be in one mind and one accord this morning. God, receptive, God, to what you would have us to hear. Father, I pray, God, that you would anoint these lips of clay. Use this vessel, God, to speak to our hearts this morning. God, lift up our countenance, God. Lift up our spirit. Encourage us through your faith and through your strength. Father, we do remember those who are suffering. Many are sick. Many are afflicted. Praying, God, that you would reach out to each and every need this morning. Touch them and anoint them. And Father, there's a countless number of unsaved folks still in the world today. Father, I pray that you would send Holy Ghost fire upon this nation, upon this world. God, that you would convict souls and bring them to an altar of repentance. And Father, we ask now, God, that you would bless us and anoint us through your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Many years ago, back before I was retired and part of a company, we had what was referred to as a mission statement. Mission statement that gave us an overall analogy of what was expected not only from us, but what was expected from our company. Many times the mission statement would be changed, updated, certain things may be stricken, but always there was a mission statement so that everybody would be on board, amen, and focused on the goal that had been presented. As I was reading and praying and studying this week, and again reading about the birth of Jesus Christ, this thought was placed in my heart, and I pray this morning that the Holy Spirit would lead me and guide me and able to present it as I feel that the Lord laid upon my heart. And if I had a message title, it would be Jesus Christ's Mission Statement. And it is simply to save us from our sins. We understand and know that the birth of Christ was a divine thing. It was moved on by the Holy Ghost. We know that it was against all of the possibilities of mankind to produce this wonderful, glorious event, because it was ordained from God. God once saw the evilness of man, and it repented him that he had created mankind. Evil was on man's mind continuously, the Bible said. It means from the beginning of the day until the ending of the day, nothing else was on their mind except evil and all of the perverseness that was in the land. God sent a flood that destroyed all but just Noah and his family. And for many years, the evilness began to grow again. It began to get out of hand. In one particular place, in Sodom and Gomorrah, it became so filthy, it became so degenerated, it became so perverse that God sent fire down from heaven and destroyed those cities. And then history rolled on. And then sin was still evident and prevalent in the land. But God looked down, and this time he did not send the flood. And he did not send the fire down from heaven to consume the evil cities. But God looked down on a sinful world, and he had compassion. And he sent Jesus. I said, he sent Jesus. Sometimes the threat of flood cannot cause a person to change their heart. Sometimes even the threat of military rampage and fiery things coming from the sky cannot cause some people to change their hearts. But I believe that the mission of Jesus Christ was to come into this world so that every single one of us could be saved, amen, not out of fear, amen, but out of total respect and love and admiration for a mighty God who loves us so much so that he sent his only Son. And Jesus came with a mission statement. The mission statement was not difficult to understand. The mission statement in itself was not complex. Did not need added to or changed. It wasn't very long. It was very simple. He came to save us from our sins. Now, granted, during the Lord Jesus Christ time here on this earth, he did a lot for mankind. I would venture to say he did more in 3.5 years than anybody prior to or since. Can I get an amen? You Bible readers know what Jesus was able to do or accomplish in his short years of ministry as he went about healing, he went about touching and changing lives, and miracles were performed. Dead folks were raised back to life, and blinded eyes were opened, the lame were able to walk, and the deaf were able to hear, all because of the miracles of the Lord Jesus Christ, who in fact was God robed in flesh. That flesh, that spirit was made flesh and able to dwell among us. But that was not necessarily Jesus' mission statement.
I want to remind us how blessed we are as a nation, how blessed we are as a people, how blessed we are to have the knowledge that the Lord Jesus Christ came to seek and to save that which was lost. Because regardless of whatever home we were born in, regardless of whatever church we had our membership in, regardless of how good a neighbor we was or a good husband or wife we was, we needed the blood of Jesus Christ to save us. And let me tell you, the blood of Jesus Christ comes without any respect of person's creed, of their background, or their color, or whatever it is, whether you've been the rankest of sinners, or whether you've just slipped up a little bit. Jesus came to save all that was lost. And that was His sole mission. But I want to tell you something about Jesus, the Son of God. That little baby that was born and conceived by the Holy Ghost. I can't say Holy Ghost without cold chills going all over me. Glory to God. I am thankful for the Holy Ghost. I am thankful for the Comforter. I am thankful for the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. That He sent back to help me, to encourage me, to lift me up. Amen. To be that constant abode, to lift my head when I didn't even have anything to lift my head up about. Amen. To stick by me even closer than anybody else I've ever been in contact with. A great relationship that we have with the Lord Jesus Christ. But again, maybe the church has lost sight, if not lost sight, maybe at least not as familiar with the mission statement of Jesus Christ as we should be. Now, if you're born again and saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, give Him a hand clap. Amen. But understand, this baby was born for a purpose. It's not an accident. He was born for a purpose. The hand of God was upon him from the very beginning. Why else do you think that the Magi came from afar just to follow the star that God had put over that little town of Bethlehem and over that stable, signifying that this is my son? Amen. Wealth and riches and popularity and fame can never be able to do what this birth is going to be able to do. The birth of this little bitty baby that was wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger would grow up to be the sacrificial Lamb of God. He had a destiny. He had a mission. And His mission was that for you and me to be saved by the spilling of the precious blood of that sacrificial Lamb that God Himself gave us so that we might not be lost. But as Jesus grew, being the Son of God, having the Spirit of an Almighty God in Him, robed in flesh, He began to participate or do things that was outside of His mission statement. Some might say, if you do that in a business, you're going over and beyond your duty. You're doing just a little bit extra. Not really expected of you, but because you love your company, but because they provide for you and your family, sometimes you will go the extra mile to do a job for them because it's just in your nature to do that. Can I remind you, everybody hadn't got that zeal. Come on. You probably work with some. But I believe a Holy Ghost filled person, amen, who's been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ, ought to be the very best employee that he possibly or she possibly could. Amen. Why? Because Jesus went the extra mile for us. Why can't we go the extra mile, amen, for those that provide for us? But Jesus took it steps further. Even though his mission was to save us from our sins, in which he did. How many knows he didn't have to? How many knows that the Garden of Gethsemane, he could have bailed? He had the power. This is God and man. He had the power to call down angels. Those angels could have come and protected him. They would have never been able to apprehend him. They would never have been able to take him before Pilate. They would never have been able to place a crown of thorns upon his head. They sure couldn't have thrown nails in his hand if he'd called down legions of angels to take care of him. But he was true to his mission statement. He did not detour from it. He did not vary from it. He fulfilled it. Even though his flesh cried out, "Father, please. Please, if it be thy will, let this cup pass from me." What was he talking about? He was talking about the death on the cross. But he followed that up with, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." I have a mission, and that mission must be completed. And you think about a heavy load. He is the only one that it could have fulfilled that mission. The sacrificial Lamb of God. Moses, in all of his leadership ability, could not qualify. Joshua, in the mighty man that he was, and able to take the reins of leadership after Moses was out of the picture, could not have qualified for what Jesus did. Isaiah and the prophets, anointed of God, could not. David, the one after God's own heart, could not have qualified to be the sacrificial Lamb of God. What a heavy load to carry. Even though it was the Spirit of God robed in flesh, that flesh had a lot of responsibility. You're the only one that can complete this mission. You're the only one that qualifies. No guile, no deceit, no sin ever in the body of Christ. But yet, your life is going to be cut short. You're only going to have 3.5 years of actual ministry to the nation of Israel and to those of the surrounding areas. But may I remind you of your mission statement. We were encouraged to tote a card that reminded us of what our mission statement was, because many times we might vary from that, but the mission statement was very concrete. It was very precise, and we could look at the mission statement and see again, maybe focus again on what we was actually supposed to do. But Jesus carried this mission statement within his heart. Allow me to read something this morning that I hope will make an impact on our life, because we have been the recipients of grace and mercy. Put your hands together if you're thankful for that. When I deserved to be shunned, I received mercy. When all of my sins that I had committed, when I deserved to be judged and sentenced, mercy walked in. I'm so thankful for His grace and for His mercy. But I do believe we, the church, have maybe relied more on Christ's other attributes, more so than we need to, about the saving blood that He shed for us. I know we're all thankful for it. I know we all believe it. But many, many times we're using Christ and His power for other things. His mission statement, short, concise, to the point: to save us from our sins. But it did not include to be a financial advisor. Not to make us wealthy or independently rich. Although Jesus said, "I will supply your need." He didn't have to say that. He didn't have to do that. His only mission statement was to come and save us from our sin. But because of His mercy, because of the love of God that was within Him, if you have a need, He will meet it. Whether it's financial, whether it's spiritual, whether it's affliction or sickness, He will supply our needs. That's going over and above His mission statement we required of Him. Today you might say, well, working an extra hour or two when I didn't have to. Taking an on-call when I didn't have to. Getting up and going and getting some bread and taking it to Crystal when it was their fault. Billy, you all say amen anyway. Because you're going over and above. Christ's mission statement does not include that He become, please understand what I'm about to say, and I'm not being offensive, and I'm truly trying not to be hateful at all, but it did not include Him being our personal physician, although He's a healer of our body. Although He says, if any of you is sick among you, call for the elders of the church, anoint them with oil, pray the prayer of faith, He'll deliver them. But His mission statement was short and concise, to save us from our sin. Yet He has become a personal physician to many of us. And I myself am very dependent on Him. I call Him when there's sickness. I call Him when there's affliction. He never hangs up. He never says, leave a message. He's always there. Even when it's not in His mission statement. Because whether you believe it or not, He loves you. So much so that with His stripes, we are healed. He didn't tell me to take the stripes. He said, I'll take them. Sometimes we forget about what the torment He went through prior to the crucifixion, when they beat Him unmercifully. They took that old cat of nine tails and just stripped the flesh off of His body. And as they stripped, somebody needs to catch hold of this. As they stripped the flesh off of His body, healing came into yours. As they beat Him unmercifully, bruised, bleeding, healing virtue was able to flow into this body. Amen. He will heal us. He will anoint us. He will make a way for us. Although it's not a part of His mission statement. He came to save us from our sins. And the 3.5 years that Jesus walked this earth, and He began to preach and teach. And so much of it was His preaching and His teaching. It even confused and bewildered the Pharisees and the Sadducees that this man of low degree was so knowledgeable about the Scriptures. It shouldn't surprise us. He is the living Word. He's the author. He knows it. But yet, when He was weary, when He was tired, they would bring sick folks to Him, and He would heal them. He would walk down the street, and blind men would cry out to Him, and He would heal them and open their eyes. He'd walk by the pool, and the lame man was there. Could not get in the pool, because every time that the angel came down to trouble the water, somebody stepped in front of him. But our Lord and Savior was compassionate, and He healed him there. He said, take up your bed and walk. Walk by a leper colony. Let me tell you, church, we go for that healing. We go for that delivering. But there's sin out in the world today, and we'll avoid that leper colony. They got themselves into it. Come on. But not Jesus. It wasn't part of His mission statement. But He went to the leper. Go
Glory to God. I was a sin leper. Come on. I was a sin leper. But Jesus loved me enough to come by. And He healed them. And He sent them on their way. And only one out of ten turned back to thank Him. I'm so afraid the people today are taking advantage of the mercy and grace of Jesus, the healing power, the anointing power, the sustaining power, and maybe not turning around and thanking Him. I do not want a day to go by in this world today without me thanking Jesus Christ. First of all, for saving me. First of all, for His blood that He shed for me. Secondarily, for making a way when there seemeth no way. No, it was not in His mission statement to be our personal bodyguard. Although He is faithful and will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. Can I just get a hand wave when Jesus has showed up to protect you? Oh my Lord. Looks like 100% out there. He doesn't have to. That's not part of His mission statement. But because He loves you, and because God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What love? But not part of His mission statement. His mission statement does not include to necessarily give us a life of ease. We were talking just this week about the successful farmer who had such an abundance of crops that he could not store them. And he made such a foolish statement. I know what I will do. I'll pull these barns down and I will build bigger barns. Still, that's not really bad. But you know what? Then I will say, Saul, be at ease. What he said is, my salvation is in the barns. My salvation is in what I have. My salvation is in what I've been able to accumulate all of my life. And he was given the message, thy fool, this night thy soul will be required of thee. Can I just pause to say, if you gain the whole world and lose your soul, what profit is that? Make sure that you take advantage of the saving grace that Jesus Christ shed His precious blood so that He came to save that which was lost. No, not necessarily get us a life of ease, but He will, however, lead us beside still waters and make us to lay down in green pastures. I like that phrase. It doesn't say allow us to lay down in green pastures, because that allow gives us a way out. You can lay down if you want to. No, the Lord's Spirit says there's times you need to lay down in green pastures. But Lord, I got so much to... They said there's times you need to lay down in green pastures. Amen. The green pasture signifies the sheep have plenty to fulfill their needs. You just need to lay down in it and rest. He didn't say live there. Lord, please lighten this load. No, sometimes we have to carry a heavy load because it keeps us humble, it keeps us submissive, and it keeps us obedient unto the Lord. But nevertheless, although His mission statement wasn't to give us a life of ease, He will lead us beside the still waters and make us lay down in green pastures. I love this. He's not just to give us bread. Not just to give us our food and raiment, although He will supply our needs. But to give up true bread from heaven. He fed the multitudes. But not to give up the true bread, or not to give regular bread, but to give the true bread from heaven. For he is the bread of life. In John chapter 6, verses 38 through verse number 40, a little bit of clearance upon the mission statement of Jesus Christ and what the Father's will for him to do while he was here on this earth and the destiny and mission that he must in fact fulfill. Listen, I want to share with you, if the Bible had recorded all of the healings of Jesus Christ, all of the lame that were able to walk, the lepers that were healed and cleansed, the blinded eyes opened, the little girls of fever healed and anointed, and yet not fulfilled his mission on Calvary, then there wouldn't been a way for us to be sin free. We would still be hunting a priest to offer up sacrifices to roll back the sin. But Jesus came and he died once for all. Glory to God. Are you thankful for Jesus this morning? Jesus said in John 6 and 35, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. 38, 39, and 40 gives us more in depth of Jesus' mission statement. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will, which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I shall lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. All that Jesus did was appreciated. All that Jesus did was wonderful. The miracles, the teachings, and all of that was great. But his mission statement was that he come and bleed and die on a cruel, rugged cross, that you and I might be born again, and that our sin and iniquity would be washed away in the precious saving blood of Jesus Christ. What a mission! What a God! What a Savior! Hallelujah. And then he said, I won't leave you comfortless. Come on. Are you having a hard time finding comfort today? You need to open up your heart's door and receive the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Amen. Mary was conceived of the Holy Ghost. That was in her was anointed. It was conceived in the Holy Ghost. This is the wonderful thing. So many times we read the story and we just do the little play acting and all. And that's wonderful, signifying the birth of Jesus Christ. But you know what? It almost didn't happen. But God intervened. It was so important that he got an angel and he sent him to Joseph. If you read that, Joseph was espoused, or he was going to marry Mary. He was engaged. That was engagement. But something unbelievable happened. She began to be impregnated. And Joseph was going to privately put her away, not go through with a marriage. Not go through with a promise. He was not going to make a spectacle of her. He was a just man, the Bible says. He was going to do it privately, and maybe no one would know, and everything would settle down later on. But God sent an angel to Joseph. Ooh, glory to God. Amen. Just as He sent angels to the shepherds. Amen. And He sent an angel to Joseph. He said, don't you worry. Don't you worry. Amen. That is in her is conceived of the Holy Ghost. It is precious. Amen. And it's going to come forth. And He's going to be the Savior of the world. Sometimes our plans don't exactly fit God's plans. Many times. But God's plan is the perfect plan. God's plan is the one we must succumb to and adhere to. Sometimes that's hard to say, Father, Thy will be done, not mine. But if we do that, amen, then God will get the honor and the glory. I look back on my life and I see many, many things that I wished and hoped that would come to truth in my life that never happened. I look back on it now and I say, thank you, Lord, for not letting that happen. Because I was young then, I didn't realize maybe that wasn't the best thing for me. But if you'll just let the Lord lead you and guide you, amen, beside the still waters, make you to lie down in green pastures, and know that His mission statement is to save us. I thought about the many folks that seemingly today, either not aware of or not concerned about where they're going to spend eternity. If I was only a part-time Bible reader, if I had only sat in church just enough to sort of listen to a little bit of the Scripture and I was unsaved today, I would be a basket case. Folks, I am seeing things fulfilled before my very eyes that was prophesied in the Word of God. It is happening. You can't call it happenstance or circumstance or all of these other things. It is the Bible prophecy being fulfilled. It is time that people wake up. It is time to realize that Jesus Christ came to save that was lost. I got news for you, sinner. You're not too bad. Hope is not gone. As long as there's breath in your body and as long as there's the blood of Jesus Christ flowing, you still have a chance to be saved, to be filled with the Spirit. Today is the day of salvation. Do not let that day or that hour slip away from you. Amen. His mission statement was very concise. It really cannot be misconstrued or misinterpreted. He came to save that was lost. He came not because of His sin, but because of our sin. There's nothing like laying down at night and knowing that all things are right in your heart. It's different than laying down and saying, I've been a good person all my life. That doesn't get it. But knowing that the blood has been applied to your sinful life, that's what's going to get us into heaven. If you have not made preparation, if you've not taken advantage, if you've not knelt at an altar, that I say altar, it doesn't have to be here, wherever. You can get in touch with the Lord. Ask Him. Do it. Do it now. Do not put it off. Get right now before it's everlasting too late. Because there will come a day. There will come a time. Amen. When that mercy is not there and that grace is not there. But as it flows today, please take advantage of it. God bless you. I love you. I love you so much that I want to preach to you strictly the Word of God. Not tell you my opinion. Not tell you you're all right by my standards. That's not going to get you there. But obey the Word of God. Accept Jesus Christ into your life. Have Him to come in. Fill you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Get ready. Get ready. Because that day is coming. Would you stand? Every head bowed. Every eye closed. Every saint of God praying. If you feel the convicting power of God this morning, if you feel an uncertainty about your soul and where it's going to spend eternity, do not neglect that. Do not put it off. Come down, get it right today, right now. There's people that love you and people that will pray with you. And I know there's a God that loves you. And He will forgive you. He will forgive you. Please, every head bowed, every eye closed. We'll give you just a moment. If the convicting power of God doesn't bring you down, all of my begging and urging will not do it. But know that Brother Eddie loves you. Brother Eddie wants to see you in heaven. May God bless you. Love each and every one of you. Our hope and desire is when the Lord comes, we'll go home with Him forever. Brother Jim, would you come? Dismiss us with a word of prayer. Let's take advantage of that healing power that the Lord has given us. Amen. Believe with me this morning on prayer for Sister Tabitha and Sister Evelyn for their healing. Amen. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning. God, we know that You are the healer of our body. With Your stripes, God, we have that promise. Father, we pray and anoint Sister Tabitha right now, God, to strengthen her body. Touch her and anoint her right now, God. Lord, let her feel that Holy Ghost power, God. Lord, as it enters into her spirit, God, to make her whole again, God, to strengthen her again. Father, we pray for Sister Evelyn, Lord. Let Your power reach out to her, my Lord, God, and heal and strengthen her, Lord. God, bring that breathing free and easy to her again. In Jesus' name we pray. God, continue to touch Brother Chris as well. Strengthen his life. Send healing into this home. Send Your wonderful healing power, God, into this house. In Jesus' name we pray. Giving You all honor and glory. By faith, we in Jesus' name.
Thank You, Jesus.
Amen and amen.
Yes,
thank You, sir. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're so glad y'all were able to join us this morning, whether it be watching on the live feed or here present. We just love each and every one of you. But before we close, all hearts and minds clear. I know as the Lord puts out His call to us and we hear His word and that He is mighty and His promise is true, that if we'll give our life to Him. If there's anyone watching on the live feed or at a later date, if you feel the call of the Lord, we just ask you now, just let us know and just pray right now to the Lord and just let Him save you. If you have a prayer request, just put it in the comments. We'll be praying with you. But we love each and every one of you. Again, we just praise God. Alrighty. Within this prayer, we're going to take an intermission. Don't forget, choir practice at 5, service at 6 this evening. Band of Brothers is Tuesday and our Wednesday night service. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we just praise You. Lord, thank You for Your word, for the truth, Lord, that You have brought forth to us this morning. Lord, we thank You for everyone in attendance, whether here or in the children's church or watching on the feed. Lord, we just thank You. Lord, we just love You. Lord, we just give You all the honor and glory. We ask now that You'll keep us safe on our journey home. Lord, bring us back at Your appointed time, dear Lord. May we just put You first in our life and everything that we do. In Jesus' name, and we all say, amen, amen. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.